We do this every holiday season, and with Thanksgiving behind us and Christmas ahead, we like to talk to him a couple of weeks out because we know he gets really, really busy as Christmas fast approaches. Joining us now on the hotline from the North Pole, we say good morning to Santa Claus. Hello, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Muser.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
How are you?
Merry Christmas, George. Merry Christmas, Craig.
Always good to talk to you, and it puts us in a good mood.
I wish everyone peace on earth, and I wish goodwill to all men. Ho, 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 ho.
Yay.
Busy as hell up here at the North Pole right now.
I bet. This is busiest time of the year for you.
Well, I haven't even gotten to my Christmas work yet.
What's going on?
Oh, I got a court case coming up, so I've been in the war room with my lawyers. I'm fully contesting paternity.
Court Santa.
Yeah, it was some Bolivian whore that,
Santa.
Santa had an off night, kids. Let's just leave it at that.
Come on, don't talk like that.
Do need to remind you kids are listening, and they worship you, and so.
Oh, well, that's so sweet. I would like to remind kids that the elves have been busy in the workshop. Taking all of your wooden horses for the little boys and all the little dollies for the little girls.
Oh, that's great. Good to know.
That's what kids want, right? Wooden horses and little...
Some do, yeah. I'm sure some do, yeah.
A little outdated, but yeah.
Those are the classics, what people truly want. Now, I do have to admit that I get all these requests for Xboxes and Beats by Dre. But that sounds like a bunch of minority talk to me.
Well,
to
be
honest.
What do you mean?
Santa, you deliver to all kids.
But yeah, I get so many letters from kids around Christmas time requesting what they want for Christmas, but a lot of people don't realize an old Santa gets letters throughout the year with kind of frequently asked questions or FAQs.
Right. Well, would you have any examples?
Oh, I'll share some with you. I get this. This is one from Peter in Ohio. He says, "How is Mrs. Claus doing?" Well, Peter, sometimes, although two people love each other very much, they find it difficult to live with one another. And they decide to live in different places. And in my case, in mine and Mrs. Claus's case, and this is nothing against her, but I found it difficult to live with a woman who is a two-time cheating whore. So I live up here in Santa's castle, and Mrs. Claus lives with, well, Russell Westbrook right now, to be quite honest.
Oh, man.
She lives with Russell Westbrook and some girl named Pookie. I don't know what's happening. There.
Sounds like she likes athletes.
So I hope that answers Peter's question.
Gosh.
I get this one here from, it's Betsy in Indiana. And Betsy asks, Santa, why did you never have kids of your own? Oh, that's a frequently asked question. Well, Betsy, the children of the world are my kids.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's the way I like to think about it. But I guess a less poetic, more accurate answer is that Mrs. Claus couldn't give me children.
Gosh.
Her uterus was all effed up, and she kept spontaneously aborting. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, Betsy.
Yeah, probably not. Your first answer...
Medical explanation there.
First answer was a better one.
And then I get this one. This comes to us from Dallas, in fact. It says, "Dear Santy, I've been a very bad boy this year. I've been naughty, and I think what I really need, Santa, is for you to bend me over your knee and yank down my little boy panties and spank me with a hairbrush. Because I've been a bad little boy, Santy. Ooh, Santy. Ooh, ooh, Santy." Signed, Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys.
Oh, now come on. You are not Santa Claus.
Official stationery.
This is not official at all. This is not Santa. No way.
So those are just some of the frequently...
Just some. Those are FAQs.
FAQs, yes. And I'll try to throw those up on my website.
No, don't.
And, you know, maybe talk about them in my podcast. But
oh, you have one of those.
Have you guys written your letters to Santy yet?
No, I did. Did you get it?
No, I haven't. What's your name again?
This is George.
Okay. Oh, yes, I do have it here, George.
Okay, we'll read it later. Well,
thank you. The latest rabbit. What is this?
Okay. All right, we're going to let you go. We got the biggest show coming to town. That's enough out of you. You are not the real Santa Claus. You're an imposter.
I believe in you. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Oh, thank you so much, Craig. And I know that you, in your prayers last night, you had wondered how Rudolph was doing.
Yes.
Well, Craig, don't want to burst your bubble here, but sometimes we need winter meat.
Jeez. Don't tell me you ate Rudolph.
So we're looking for, you know, we need a replacement Rudolph, but it's pretty easy. Grab any old white tail, throw a red bulb on his nose, and you're fine.
Oh, that's awful.
Merry Christmas.
Whatever,
Santa
dude.
Santa Claus, this will be my last year. After 7,000 years, it appears the acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
All right, that's enough. Bye.
Kind of got the best of
it. Merry Christmas,
Santa.
Merry Christmas.
That's such an imposter.